listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about repurposing your content. So the last few episodes have been very focused on productivity. That's the best way for us to really grow our businesses, for us to be truly productive in everything we do, to really streamline our business, make sure that we're not wasting any time, to work smarter and not harder. So repurposing is a big part of that. And today in this episode, I want to talk about what that looks like, why you should be doing it, and how you can do it in your business to help you grow and to save yourself time, headaches, and stress. Okay, so let's first break down what I mean when I say that we should be repurposing our content. What I mean by that is we tend to, I say we, I mean teacherpreneurs, entrepreneurs, pretty much anyone that runs an online business, I think we tend to have a lot of paranoia that we are going to annoy people, that we are going to be somehow repetitive, and if we say the same thing twice or show or share the same thing twice, that people are going to suddenly get out the pitchforks and hate us and start chasing us. And honestly, I promise that is not going to happen. If you have that, you know, you're not alone. That irrational fear is something we all have. We worry about sounding like a broken record. And so in that fear, we produce a piece of content, we nervously share it with the world, and then we never share it again for fear that people might be annoyed at us sharing it again. But that is a big mistake. And I want to talk about why sharing something once, a piece of content or something on social media, why that's a big mistake and why you actually need to share things again, repurpose things again, and yeah, sound like a broken record a bit. Repeat yourself a lot, and I want to tell you why. So what happens is we forget that the algorithms on social media are not showing our content to all of our audience. In fact, if I put up an Instagram post, not only is my whole audience probably not going to see it, only a very, very tiny portion of my audience is actually going to see it. Like a very, very tiny portion. The algorithm isn't really our best friend. You cannot trust that Instagram and Facebook posts are going to be seen by your audience. You have to acknowledge that they're probably not going to see a huge amount of what you post. Sometimes they're just not on social media that day, but more often than not, there is so much content out there and the algorithm just isn't showing them stuff. So you just can't guarantee that your buyers and your true raving fans are actually seeing any of your stuff. What that means is that we have to kind of shout a bit louder to get above that noise. We kind of have to wave our arms in the air and wave around signs and sing and dance and jump around to be heard because, you know, if you're whispering and sending out one little message once and hoping that that message gets received, you're going to be a bit disappointed. So what I want to talk about in this episode is why you need to be repeating yourself, why you need to be sharing things more than once. Now, you can share the same thing again. So you could share something on your Instagram and then share the exact same thing on your Facebook. Now, I know that you might worry that someone follows you on Instagram and Facebook and they might somehow get annoyed, but most likely they're not going to see it on both platforms. They might not even see it on one of those platforms. So don't feel guilty for a second about sharing the same piece of content on multiple platforms. Now, if you do feel a bit concerned about sharing the exact same image over and over in different places or in the same place, you can tweak things slightly. You can repurpose your content and make it slightly different. So this might be that you create a blog post and then you use a small part of that blog post in an email to your email list, or you use a small part of that blog post in a caption for Instagram. So you're basically using work you've already done and just taking parts of it and sharing it in a different way. One way that I like to repurpose content is using product photography. So if you know me, you know that I'm a very big advocate. I'm hugely passionate about product photography. Basically, the long story short is that in 2018, I started doing product photography. I just simply like printed a few worksheets, started coloring them in, taking photos of them. And my business really took off. I can literally see the month that I started product photography is the month that my sales went through the roof. So I know that it works. And I think it's just simple marketing, simple attraction marketing. Buyers are unimaginative. They're not always going to be enticed by a screenshot. But when they see a photo that's in action or showing the worksheet or a craft in action, they feel like, hey, I could use that in my classroom on Monday. That looks so cool. So I don't want to make this podcast all about product photography, but I just want to say that that's something that I use a lot and I love to repurpose and share. So what I'll do is take a photo of one of my resources, some kind of worksheet or craft or activity. I might take photos from different angles because that helps me not feel like I'm using the same image over and over. Or I might take some videos too, but I don't just share that one thing once or share it on only one platform. I create pins, multiple pins. I might create a static and a video pin. Then I use those same images to create Instagram posts and stories and Facebook posts or stories. And then I might even put those pictures in blog posts and my email list might see them. I'm using those photos on nearly every single platform that I use for marketing purposes. What is the likelihood that someone's going to look at all of those different places and think, hey, I've seen this picture before? They are not going to see you on all of those platforms because they're probably not even following you on all of those places. And you can use the same image again on different platforms, like I said, but you can also take photos from different angles, make things slightly different, and still share that same piece of content. We just have to get over that paranoia and that fear that we're going to somehow annoy people and understand that sharing something more than once is the only way that we'll actually reach people and actually serve our audience in the best way that we can. So I've talked about how we need to repurpose our content across multiple platforms. We can use the same images or written copy and we can put it on lots of different platforms. We can tweak things slightly and use parts of it. That's still giving you the impression that we only share things once a year or once in that month. What I want to remind you is that you need to repurpose that content multiple times throughout the year. So if you create a product in January and you share it on your Instagram and you make a few pins and then you move on and you start making your next product, that shouldn't be the end. In a few weeks or a few months' time or multiple times throughout the year, you could still be marketing that product and you could make another Instagram post. You could send another email to your list. There is no harm in going back and repeating yourself when you've got amazing content to share. We can't just share things once, hope that they'll get seen and then never talk about them again, because that's the quickest way for our content to never be seen by anyone and to never flourish. We've also got to remember that we're going to have new followers on all our platforms and new buyers that discover us. So just because you post something in January doesn't mean that the person that follows you in July is now going to see it, because they're not going to scroll all the way back through your Instagram feed. They can't go back in time and read that email. So you need to be sharing it again with the new people that have discovered you. At the beginning of this episode, I mentioned that repurposing content can save you time and stress. So I just want to touch on those things a little bit more. Repurposing can save you time in the sense that you're using things again and again. It's kind of like the zero waste society kind of approach. Instead of, you know, throwing away plastic after one use, we reuse our Tupperware over and over. It's great for the environment, but for business, throwing a piece of content out there once and then starting from scratch and making more social media posts, that's just going to cost you so much time. But if you repurpose your content and cycle through it and use things again, you're saving yourself time sitting there. You're not having to make new posts. You're not having to make new marketing content all of the time. It can also save you a lot of stress that way too, because I know that you'll know how I feel. There's that agonizing feeling of, oh, what am I going to share today? Or what am I going to market on Facebook this month? And we don't want to always have to be starting from scratch and thinking of ideas. We want to just be able to reuse something that we've already made that we know works. Why would we make our lives harder than it needs to be? We need to work smarter, not harder. So we need to reuse things because, like I've said, no one's going to know, no one's going to care, but it's going to benefit us because we are saving ourselves so much time and stress. So I hope in this episode you are feeling very convinced that repurposing content is the best thing that you can do for your business and your productivity and your sanity. Definitely recommend doing as much repurposing as possible, and I can't wait to hear about it. Message me on Instagram or write in the Facebook group. Let me know how you're going with your repurposing. If you want to hear any more tips, don't forget that I also send out a weekly newsletter via email with lots of tips and tidbits and advice all about teachers pay teachers and running a business. So I'll pop the link in my show notes. Make sure that you sign up for the newsletter and you won't miss out any awesome bits of advice. That's all from me today. Have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.